Lebanon finds itself amidst an unwelcome war, resigned government vacancy, and a leadership void with no imminent presidential election in sight. Speaker Nabi Berri, the second chairman, has effectively taken control of parliament, obstructing presidential elections. Berri acts as a de facto president, engaging in negotiations with Amos Hochstein, an Israeli-American businessman and former lobbyist, currently the senior advisor of United States President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah assumes the role of murshid, guide, of the state, disregarding the views and governance rights of other political parties and Lebanese citizens. If this isn't a clear case of government usurpation, then what is? Hezbollah's threat to retaliate against Cyprus if it helps Israel attack Lebanon has caught the Cypriot government by surprise. This threat came after the Israel Air Force, IAF, reportedly conducted a drill on many occasions, simulating the scenario of an Iranian attack or the invasion of Lebanon. These drills were held in cooperation with Cyprus and the U.S. forces, and some of them were made on British military bases in Cyprus. Britain has two sovereign base areas situated on Th Island of Cyprus, Akrotiri in the west and Dhekelia in the east, which are large, highly secretive military and intelligence facilities comprising 2.5% of the island's land area. In 2022, the Israel Defense Forces conducted a major military exercise in Cyprus, simulating a military ground offensive deep inside Lebanon in a potential war against the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. After Nasrallah's threat, the British newspaper The Telegraph published an article that cited anonymous whistleblowers working at the airport, saying that Hezbollah had stored a large cache of Iranian weapons at said airport. Everyone knows that the Beirut International Airport is under Hezbollah's influence. And yes, they might be using this pathway to smuggle weapons, but they are not naive enough to store missiles underneath the airport. The article's basis is weak, and sure enough, it looked like it was a response to Nasrallah's threat to Cyprus. The primary objective was to lay the groundwork for a possible bombing of the airport, tarnish its reputation, and sow fear among tourists and summer vacationers. The article appeared to be a piece in the ongoing psychological warfare between Israel and Hezbollah. However, it also prompts numerous questions about the Beirut port explosion on August 4, including Hezbollah's opposition to investigations and lack of effort in uncovering the truth. They have dismissed significant evidence and refrained from accusing Israel of potential involvement even once. In the following days, the head of Hezbollah's parliamentary bloc, Mohammed Raad, sparked controversy with a statement where he criticized some Lebanese people for wanting to relax and live their lives, refusing war. In a video that was circulated on social media, Raad said, "Some of the rumors that have been circulating during these past 2 weeks about withdrawing ambassadors, threats of preparations for an attack on Beirut airport. Unfortunately, some deviants among the Lebanese want to relax, go to amusement parks and beaches, and want to live their lives. This selfish individualism that destroys the interests of nations and societies is behind these waves and doses of lies, fabrications and rumors that fill social media. I bet he never saw the video of Southerners at the beach in Tyre flipping the finger to Israel. Lebanese from all sects are inherently resilient, resistance runs deep in their veins, and they live life with passion. What does Raad expect from us? After enduring 4 tumultuous years, they now unveil plans for war and tell us to deal with it. Are we not allowed to live peacefully, build a future for our children, and enjoy time with our families? Must we confine our children at home and tell them to wait through the summer? Sorry kids, no more malls, no more fun, you must wait. Wait for what? We've waited decades for a normal state and a normal life, yet you continually disrupt it under the guise of defending Lebanon. But what Lebanon are you defending? Why are we excluded from shaping its future? Why do you consistently thwart our aspirations? It appears that Israel and your actions share the goal of Lebanon's destruction. This discourse has brought out our worst, causing us to betray our emotions and logic. Why can't we defend our country on our terms? Why can't we express support for Palestinians in our own way, especially when Lebanon has paid such a high price for that cause? Yet, It's never enough, they also seek to dictate how we do so. If we express a different opinion, we're branded as Zionists. Did you notice the shift from being a beloved resistance group with a just cause to slowly assuming power and acting like tyrants? Certainly, Hezbollah's status as an armed political entity poses a significant challenge to the country's future, as does the approach of the current opposition. Between Hezbollah and company in the weak opposition, normal Lebanese citizens are doomed. Yet again we find ourselves waiting for the region's major developments, especially following the U.S. presidential elections and negotiations regarding the Russia-Ukraine war. Until then, keep praying and enjoy life.